Okay, everyone help yourselves to coffee and to donuts as you put away your tefillin. We continue in Nefesh Shimshon, where Pinchas is going to talk about a very important phrase that doesn't oftentimes get enough attention, but it's a phrase that the Arizal quotes, a person has to say every time before they enter into the shul. Says the Arizal, Nichnas lebeis ha-kneses, tzarech li'zayr me'od li's akev ma'at b'pesach kodem shi'achnis, that before a person comes into shul, they should pause for a moment. Laharos atzmo yarei v'charedu mizdazeya lehikanes beheichal malko shel olam. And a person should pause and reflect upon the magnitude of where he's about to enter. You see, we have such a big benefit here that our shul is somewhat of a multi-purpose building. It's used as a high school, it's used for events, it's used for meetings. So because it's used for so many different things, it's used as a playground, right? Not inside, outside. But because it's used for so many different things, we're so used to coming in and out of the shul. And Rav Pinchas quotes the Arizal that before a person comes into the shul, they're supposed to pause, and they're supposed to reflect, and they're supposed to listen to his words, Yarei v'charedu mizdazeya. They're supposed to feel a sense of awe and reverence about where they're about to enter. V'inyan zeh mo'il ma'od el ha'shleimus shel ha'adam ve'el ha'asaga v'zehu sodu mikdashi tiro, that Hashem tells us we should fear His mikdash. And that's in before, therefore, we enter into the shul, we're supposed to say the phrase v'ani berov chasdecha avo beisecha. It's a phrase from Matovu. I mean, it's a phrase from Tehillim that also appears in Matovu. V'ani berov chasdecha, because of your abundant mercy, avo beisecha, I'm going in to enter into your house. So Rav Pinchas says there are two important points in there. Number one is to recognize HaChesed HaElyon Asher Anu Tzrichim Elav Tamid. The number one, we should never take for granted that when we come into Shul, we have the ability to talk to Hashem. Now, that's somewhat common to us, and we get used to it because we do it three times a day. But Rav Pinchas says we should never take for granted She'anu Nichnasim Leheichal HaMelech Lisho Bekashosenu, that Hashem, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, that our Creator gives us the opportunity three times a day to come into His house and to ask our requests from Him and to have a conversation with Him. Ki achesed hazehu nikra yoma dekula ve'achar she'amarta pasuk zeh b'pesach beis ha'kneses az tikanes achar kach le'beis ha'kneses. Only once you appreciate what it is that you're about to partake in, only once you appreciate what it means to actually be able to go in and to have a conversation with Hashem, then you can go in and have that conversation. And he says, even though once you get into shul, you're going to say this phrase, V'ani b'ro chazdecha avo beisecha, you're going to say it in Matovu. Rav Pinchas says, by then it's too late. He says, but you have to say it before you come into shul, because you have to appreciate what it is you're about to partake in. And he says, there's a second message in that as well. And that is that we oftentimes, because if you're like me, so you're oftentimes running late and you're trying to be in 15 places at once. And the problem with that is that you run into shul. And you run into shul a little late, and by the time you put on your tefillin and you get, right, they're already up to Baruch Hu. So he says that one of the challenges is, Harbe me'al me'avar la'asagasenu v'tefilasenu al-kopanim v'pshuta until tvarim yeshna kan nekuda shekedai lanu lasim alei avaleh. Says there's a peripheral benefit to pausing before you come into shul to say this phrase. What is it? That lihisakev ma'at b'pesach kodem shi'achnis. He says it's so important to pause for a millisecond before you come into shul and to say to yourself, where am I going? What am I about to do? La'atzur rega lizboninus. To stop for a second and to think. He says, lanu kasha me'od l'kayim alachazum esiba pshuta. We have a very difficult time pausing coming to shul for a very obvious reason. Anu me'acharim l'tvila. We're late to davening. V'idom na'atzur l'regan. If I pause for even two more seconds, afil l'baruchu lo nafsik l'agi. I'm not even going to make it for baruchu. V'zeu ikar habaya shelanu b'tvila. Ratzim l'vnei ha'tvila u'besocha. He says, we're always running to davening. We're running to davening. We're running during davening. We're running out of davening. And you can go an entire shacharis without pausing for a second and saying, what am I doing here? Forget the words in the siddur. What am I? I'm having a conversation with Hashem. I'm coming into Hashem is allowing me into Buckingham Palace every single day, three times a day. Over the summer, I was with my kids. I took them. We were driving up to New York. So we stopped off in Washington for the day. And I arranged for them a tour of the White House. People helped me arrange for them a tour of the White House. My wife arranged for us to have a tour of the White House. So as we're going into the White House, so you know, you wait on that line. And thank God we were expedited. My kids didn't have so much patience. They let us cut the entire line. And we get to the front of the line and we're running into the White House. And you know, they have you go in, the guard dogs, there's a whole security. And as we're going in, I paused to my kids, and they're 8 and 6, and they were probably too young to really appreciate it. But I said, do you understand where you're going? Now, if you don't have an appreciation for democracy, if you don't have an appreciation for American history, if you don't have an appreciation for the seat of the president, what that all means and the reverence that, right? Then you're just going into a big building, right? You've been in a mansion here, you've been in a mansion in Washington, what's the big difference? But I tried to communicate to my children just how amazingly incredible it is that we have the opportunity to go in to the people's house. The White House is the people's house. And anyone with the right appointment can come in and see the White House. Right? And if you don't appreciate that, then it's just another big house. Part of our obligation, says Reb Pinkus, is that every time we come into shul, it shouldn't just be another house. I go from my living room where I have my feet up to I come into shul, I grab my, you know, people come in, they got their cup of coffee. Not here, this is after davening. But they come in, they got their cup of coffee, right? We should remember, and again, it's so challenging here at BRS because so much happens in the shul. We're having the Super Bowl party here one night, and Shachar is here the next morning. It's important to never forget where we are. We are in not the people's house, but we're in God's house. And every time we walk in, says Reb Pinkus, you have to stop for a second. The Beis Elokim Na'alech Baragesh, to appreciate that we enter in with a sense of awe and reverence and appreciation for just how amazing it is that God gives us the capacity three times a day to come into His house and to have that conversation with Him. We accomplish that with the phrase, V'ani Barov Chasdecha Avo Be'secha, that with your chesed Hashem, you allow me the opportunity to come into your house. Al-Kach Amar Arizal, Shimrotz Adam Lahasig Mala Satfila, that if a person wants to even stand a chance of appreciating davening, Davarishon Lifnei Shehu Nichnas Alav, the first thing he has to do is Latsur Larega Es Merutza Chaim Velachshov Heichanu Nimsa, to stop for a second to think, where am I? La'an Ahu Holeich, where am I going? Umaha Masa Shehu Ome Lasos, what am I about to do? Now that, Reb Pinkus points out, is on top of what we're supposed to do in the middle of davening. Part of my favorite things, and I give him credit all the time, when I daven at Hillel Day School, Katz Hillel Day School, is Rabbi Englander, before they get to Shmona Esrei, anyone who's ever davened there knows what they do, they finish Ga'al Yisrael, and then they pause. Right before they finish the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, they pause for probably 15, 20 seconds, and they think about what they are about to do. You see, we, because we're trying to get out to work, so we go from Ga'al Yisrael right into Shmona Esrei, and you're in like a tachonein by the time you realize that you're in Shmona Esrei, and you should probably pay attention to the conversation you're having with Hashem. Right? But it's okay to pause for 2 seconds also in the middle of davening to recalibrate yourself, to ground yourself, and to say, wait a second, I know I'm saying a lot of words, let me remember what I'm about to do. Rifa'inu, let me think about the neighbor who needs a refuah shleima. I'm about to say Barech Aleinu. Let me think about all the people that I know that are going through financial hardships. And he says, therefore, he quotes the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. Shekodem atfila tzarech adam lahachrish v'lachshov al tfila. Dim yachshov kodem mashe yomar harite tfila shegura befiv. That if we think about the davening before we say it, if we have a sense of mindfulness, if we're not just running through it like a rat race, then we have hatfila shkura befid. Then we have an appreciation for what davening is. Didavar shadam choshev kodem shaomro nase shagur b'lishono. That when a person thinks about what they're saying before they say it, then they have an appreciation for what they're about to say. V'achar kach kishaomru eino megamgim. And therefore, when you say it, you're not just swallowing your words. You're not just saying it at a rat race of a pace. But you have an appreciation for what you say. Both of the tips that Reb Pinkus suggested this morning take about 30 seconds, 45 seconds out of your day. It doesn't involve knowing a word of Hebrew. You cannot know a word of the Siddur, you can know the entire of the Siddur. It doesn't make a difference. All of this is a basic tool just to appreciate the importance of what a shul represents in our life, the importance of what a Siddur represents, and that's before we even say a word of the Siddur, and that's the beauty of it. You don't need any background, or you could have been in yeshiva your entire life. This applies equally to everyone. To pause for a minute before you come into shul and to say, wow, that's amazing that I'm about to go into God's house. And before you go into certain parts of davening, before you swallow your words, to pause and to say, I'm about to have a conversation with Hashem. What are the most important things in my life? What do I want to thank Him for? What do I want to ask Him for? What do I want to be so amazed by His world about that I want to praise Him for? All of that can happen with these 30-second, really quick pauses in our day to appreciate what davening is all about. Everyone have a great day.